business, and that is case number 11,649. And they are seeking direction to reduce the size of your setback. Property on the southeast corner of Josephine Street and Fisher Street, Rehoboth Beach.
Flushing on the shed?
Yep, the record was left open for staff to do some more research. A CO has not been issued, a building permit has been issued. However, the inspector, one of the zoning inspectors, went out to the site and determined that it is a detached shed, which means it meets the requirements and does not need a variance as it is 5 feet from the side property lines. So they know they do not require the variance for the 5 foot for the shed.
Okay, so we're just looking for the pool then?
Just for the pool.
Okay. I'll open it up if there's any questions or any discussion. Shall we start with you, Mr. Mills?
Well, so if I ask the question, how do you feel about meeting the standards?
For the pool?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have no problem with the pool. The question is the shed, so I don't know. I have no problem with the pool.
Mr. Johnson?
It's a 50-foot lot. Where is this now?
Yeah.
So it's the lots are pretty small down there, so I don't really have a problem with it unless myself.
And didn't they say that there was other pools in that area or two being in that area?
I believe they said there were several in the area, and I believe they said there were several that were proposed to be
right
in the area.
In the area, but there were some in that area, though.
So they did state that, yes.
I want to be sure. Okay. All right. Mr. Olson, again.
I think in regard to uniqueness, it's for health purposes, I think the applicant stated they needed the lapse pool, and a lapse pool would make it a unique situation, I think, as far as the lot size versus the size pool necessary. Therefore, be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And that situation wasn't necessarily created by the applicant. And since we're not talking about shed, so we're good. And on the pool, I think.
Okay. And gentlemen, there's no further discussion, and if we're ready to vote on it, I'll entertain a motion.
Let me repeat that.
Yeah, please.
Mr. Chairman, I think the health situation makes the request unique in that to have a pool of any size to swim laps would have to be larger than what the setbacks would limit the pool size to. So I think then it would be necessary to enable their reasonable use of the property. That situation obviously not created by the applicant. And I don't think it alters central character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary of that. I think that their request is a minimum to afford relief, and so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,649.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,649. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Gordon?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for
those
reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Now, Mr. Callahan, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by vote 4-0, case 11,649 is approved. Okay, gentlemen, that's all of our business, record and old. And so I go to office. Secretary, do you have anything for us?
I have no other business.
Okay. there any other business? Chair then is open for adjournment.
Oh, I do have
I'm sorry.
Found a minor typo in the rules of procedure, brought to my attention, so I'm going to be working on something. We'll probably have that as a minor. It literally was a number